You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Wrapping it up here on this dog-centric edition of Cleveland Browns Daily. Of course, again, want to thank the Northeast Ohio SPCA and No Kill Animal Shelter located on Brook Park Road in Parma, Ohio. They participated today in the Browns' first ever Bring Your Pet to Work Day. Dogs were here everywhere. It was awesome. And they are accepting all donations right now. Blankets, newspaper, food, monetary, whatever you got, give it to them. They'll take it. Go get yourself a dog. Some people went home with nice dogs today, and I'm sure they were very, very happy about it.
When is that building, like, shut down?
Next week.
It's tomorrow, like, the last day.
Yeah.
And it's like a week of summer vacation for everyone.
Yeah.
Before it all starts.
Yes. That is correct.
So this is the last day we're all going to be together.
Yes. Until...
1 month from now.
July 27th.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
That is crazy.
Oh my guys are rotating weeks, and then I'll take a few days off. And Matt and I tomorrow, and then next week, Nathan and I, and then we start going back and forth. I think Jim Donovan will fill in a few days.
Yeah, he's with me a few times, Monday, Tuesdays for yep. Jim, I think in the 2 weeks that I'm without Nathan.
I think the Gribbs is in a few days.
Yes, he is.
The Gribbs.
You will get your fill.
Yes.
Of some of the greatest talent. In Cleveland.
Yes, you will.
As we get through the 20-some shows we have to get through before training camp starts.
Man, it'll be great.
It is going to be great. We're previewing every team we're playing.
Good.
We got 17 days of
Bring
previews
it.
Coming up.
Give me the cut-ups. I'll tell you exactly what you need to know.
Oh. Except the weeks you're on vacation.
Yeah. No, what do you mean? I'll be working then.
Working on the all-you-could-drink portion
I'll
of the program.
I'll be working on my tan.
There you go. So we were talking about during the break, best places to stay in Vegas.
I've always had a good time at Wynn or Encore. I love Caesars, though. It's right in the middle. To me, it's Vegas. It's where they went and hangover. It's just Vegas. Caesars is so Vegas to me. That's what I love about it. It's just so Vegas.
I'm a Bellagio guy. I was probably a five-year Bellagio guy until the gentleman that would hook me up and give me the free willies got transferred to City Center, and it was Aria. He started working at Aria. Aria, to me, is just too cold and too big.
Uh-huh.
It's not warm. It's not warm. It didn't lure me in to want to play. I felt like I was going to sit down, get all my money taken away, and then I would just leave the hotel, but I just went up to my room and was depressed.
Yeah, it's very much – it's almost very concrete. It's almost communist.
Yeah. If you're going to take my money, you know, like, be warm and fuzzy and engaging. Yeah. And I got that at the Bellagio – I've stayed pretty much everywhere. I mean, Mirage is good. They put a lot of money into the Mirage recently.
The pool's solid at the Mirage.
The pool's solid at the Mirage. Treasure Island's good. You know, for
Treasure Island's a nice lower.
It is. Yeah, exactly.
You're not going to break your bank, but and you're not going to be in your room. Like, what are you
paying
for?
That's my whole point. That's what I'm trying to convey to Nathan. He's contemplating a hotel room or suite and price. I'm like, dude, sleep, shower. That's it. Sleep, shower, and hold your stuff safely. That's it. That's what it
it's
is.
Nice to have a nice room, though.
Yeah, but for what?
That's true.
Walk in, I throw my bags down, I go, oh, this is a nice room, and I walk out in the clothes that I just got off the plane in, I go down and sit at a table.
I do think it's important to have
a
room. It is important to have a room in Las Vegas with a comfortable bed.
Yes.
And blackout shades because you're going to be sleeping
100%.
When the sun is out.
Correct. I agree with that 100%. And if any Vegas hotel does not have that, you should not be staying there.
No, they should be kicked off of the strip.
Right, yes.
They should be booted.
Goes back to that whole safety concern. If you don't have the blackout stuff, might not be the greatest place to stay.
Might not be the right place for you.
Correct. Or for anybody.
For anybody. I think you're right. All right, Gibbs, get a little after further review. Let's get special teams to bang these out.
Yeah, here we go.
After further review.
All right, question number one, guys. The current Browns place kickers are either or neither on the roster when the season starts.
I think one of them will be on the roster when the season starts, and I'm going to go with Travis Coons. And the reason why is simply he's the bigger, more physical kicker of the two. And we heard from Chris Tabor earlier talk about the differences between the two guys with hang time and how they kick the football. I just have a hunch after watching him at practice, the little bit that I paid attention to the kickers, that he's the guy that I give a slightly leg up to.
Somebody just said we should do a show from Vegas. Yes, we should.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Yes,
Keith, someone's not
should.
Coming back.
If we couldn't get a sponsor, shame on us. And secondly,
Vegas pays for those things.
I know.
Those hotels will put you up for free.
What about LasVegas.com?
Yep, boom. Or the Vegas Convention and Visitors Bureau?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it. I would say neither of these kickers are going to be here. I believe that you are going to have a new kicker brought in. I think that the place kicker for the Browns is not currently on the roster.
After further review.
Question number two, guys. What one player are you most excited to see return either kicks or punts?
I get excited every time I see Duke Johnson with the ball in his hands, and so that's why I believe that he will be our kick returner. I think he'll bring the toughness. I think he'll bring ball security, but yet still have the opportunity to have that home run and change the field position.
Yeah, he's pretty darn good. I'm going to say this. Duke Johnson and Justin Gilbert. So I'm going to say two.
I took Duke because I knew you'd probably most likely take the other.
Justin Gilbert was a prolific 6 return touchdowns in college. You saw him when he finally got the ball in his hands against Indianapolis. Touchdown Brown. So I'm going to say Justin Gilbert. You said Duke. Those are the two for me.
After further review.
Number three, you are Mike Patton after scoring a touchdown. What are you more likely to do this season? Go for two or kick the PAT?
I think that Mike Patton, when it comes to this philosophy, will most likely kick the extra point, but I would not be surprised that if Mike Patton doesn't play a reactive role to what the other team is doing in their point afters, because he understands that another team going for two and getting it consistently, which is going to be very difficult to do on this defense, that in some way, shape, or form, he has to stay close within a field goal or come right back and score and have to go up two and not go down. That point, because a point is even huge in any game.
The bottom line is you should not be shifting your philosophy. The stats bear that out, so I think he kicks the extra point, unless it's a point in the game where you need to go for two, and you'd go for two.
After further review.
Kickoffs. Should they move the kickoff back to allow returns or get rid of the kickoff altogether?
I would not like to see them get rid of the kickoff altogether. I think it's part of football, and it would just change the game too drastically from what I recall football is. I don't think they should move it up because that would go against the new league philosophy, and Roger Goodell's been adamant about making this game safer, reducing the collisions, and he likes it when there's a touchback or that ball gets kicked out the end zone.
Yeah, I think you keep it where it is. I'm fine with that because ultimately, sometimes they get returned, sometimes they don't. It's still a 50-50. A kicker who can consistently make touchbacks is an advantage for a team, or a guy who can kick it high and have it drop just about 2 yards back. I think that's pretty good. So I think, of course, you would want to go ahead and keep the kickoff. It is part of the strategy of the league.
After further review.
All right, guys, we got about a minute left here in the show. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most concerned, 1 being the least concerned, how much is it a concern that you've had to replace your long snapper, kicker, and punter all in one offseason?
I'm going to go with a 4 on my concern level, and the reason why is because I trust this staff, and more so than anything, I trust Chris Tabor because he's been through now 3 different firings of coaches, but yet he's been retained. So he has an eye for what good quality special teams looks like at kicker, punter, long snapper, returner. And I think that they know what they're doing, and I'm trusting them doing it.
Yeah, I'm not concerned at all. Let me just come out and say it. So I'm going to say 0. I think that you got, no. Spencer Landing was a very good punter. You got better at punter. Kicker was a revolving door anyway last year and certainly didn't hurt you. And Christian Yount was not getting it done as a long snapper. So I think you made all upgrades. So I'm not concerned about it at all.
That's it.
I mean, think about it. You brought in Garrett Hartley in the middle of the season, and he didn't miss a field goal once you had him. So to me, it's not that big of a thing. So that's where I come out there. All right, that'll do it for us today. I am going to be out Friday and Monday. Matt's going on vacation. Bro, it's going to be about a month before you and I are back in the saddle together.
I know.
I'll
It'll
miss
be great.
You.
My Mexican trip will be fantastic. We'll have stories to tell. And every week will be just a little bit different before we get ready for the nitty-gritty.
That's right, before we get down into it for the training camp. For Jason Gibbs, I want to thank Mary Kay Cabot, and of course for the great Matt Wilhelm. I am Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
See ya.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.